In a questionnaire for the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce that was just publicized, Walker said he supports ending Wisconsin's corporate income tax. Earlier in the campaign, he focused on repealing new taxes for the wealthiest Wisconsinites and multi-state corporations. Lately, he's focused more on creating new tax breaks for small businesses. It's hard to pin down how much that would cost the state treasury in lost revenue, but if Walker got his way on every tax cut, it would cost the state billions in the short term. Barrett said at a campaign stop in Madison that cutting that much from the state budget would mean devastating cuts to schools.
The last thing I want to see is to see the children throughout the state of Wisconsin have to sacrifice their learning opportunities because of tax breaks that are benefiting the most privileged in our society.
Barrett's attack headed into the last week of the campaign is a familiar one from a Democratic candidate, although this year it has a wrinkle. Barrett won't promise schools will get an increase in funding if he's elected. He says given the state's budget woes, he can only pledge to try and make sure they don't get cut. Walker has said it's not his aim to cut school funding, although his focus has been more on giving local school districts more flexibility to manage their own budgets by decreasing state mandates and reinstating a limit on teacher salaries. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.